We always like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Please be joined on the line right now by Irfan Sabir, the NDP's justice critic, and the MLA for Calgary, Boulan McCall. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
And thank you for having me.
All right, main topic I want to discuss today is, the UCP government has their little plan to create a provincial police force here in Alberta, but there's been a lot of concerns recently coming out over some of the costs that may be associated with that potential plan. Why don't you take us through a little bit about what kind of the sort of the situation is now with that?
I think instead of focusing on issues facing Alberta, rural Alberta, even urban centers, issues of crime, issues of delays in justice system, the UCP is engaged in political gamesmanship. Their own report that they commissioned from PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, that clearly shows that it will cost them $200 million extra every year and also $360 million in transition costs. That's on top of $286 million that UCP has already downloaded onto the municipalities in terms of policing costs. So now their former finance minister, Travis Tate, says that yes, it will cost more. So instead of downloading more policing costs onto Albertans, I think UCP need to focus on rural crime issues, crimes in our cities, and delays in justice system resulting from Jordan decision, resulting from pandemic. So that should be UCP's priority, but they are clearly not focusing on what Albertans want them to focus on.
And no, recently, earlier this week, there was a letter that came that was signed by a number of municipalities in the province, including several towns up in our region, including Grimshaw, Fairview, High Level, and High Prairie, and some others I know off the top of my head. Do you really think that this kind of message from a lot of these municipalities kind of asking the province to kind of rethink this, do you think that could maybe sort of help in dealing with this situation and maybe rethinking this provincial police force here?
The letter was signed by 72 municipalities. And prior to that, at the Alberta Municipalities Convention, they passed a resolution opposing this idea. At Rural Municipalities of Alberta's convention, same thing. A resolution was passed to oppose this idea. But problem with this government is that they do not listen. They don't believe in collaboration. So they just are motivated by their politics and ideology, and they're trying to still push ahead with this idea that no municipality wants them to push ahead. I do not think that will help us with issues of rural crime or crime in general. That will not help us in addressing delays within our justice system. Like from 2019 until now, this government has cut $200 million from Justice Department alone. So that's clearly not what Albertans are asking for.
And certainly one of the points you mentioned earlier that, you know, there would be a lot of, you know, startup costs associated with doing a hypothetical provincial police force. And do you think that, you know, kind of maybe a better usage of that money would be on maybe sort of addressing sort of different things in the justice system instead of just trying to get this new police force here?
Yeah, I think the letter that municipalities sent also identifies better resourcing of justice system. Like they've been promising us that they will hire new crown prosecutor. They haven't. And we do know that because of the Jordan decisions from the Supreme Court of Canada, now that criminal offenses need to be prosecuted within a certain time frame. And we do know that there are many, many cases which are at risk of being thrown out just because they were not prosecuted in a timely manner. So that should be the priority for this government. Albertans who are being wronged, who are being victims of crime, they need to be supported, and they should be able to access justice in a timely manner. And that's not the case right now, and that's where a responsible government should be focusing on. But that's not the case with the UCP. They are just busy what they're in fighting for the last 6-8 months, and that will continue until they choose the successor for interim Premier Kenny. So they're not focusing on issues that are front, right, and center for Albertans.
And you think when it comes to dealing with some of these plans on policing costs and maybe changes to the justice, that kind of stuff, do you ever think there's kind of more transparency that's sort of really needed from the UCP government in dealing with some of these matters?
I think we need transparency from this government, basically in everything they do. For instance, they have set up a energy war room that's not even subjected to FOIP. And they're not willing to tell us that how $120 million of Alberta's money is being spent. They made a deal with TC Energy or Keystone XL. Alberta were asked to foot the bill to the tune of $1.3 billion. Absolutely, Alberta need to see where and how their money is being spent. But with this government, I think they're not transparent, they're not being honest, and that's the reason Alberta don't trust them.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, it looks like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, of course, now when it comes to you, Irfan, of course, we are coming up on summertime here in Alberta. A lot of people might be interested in checking out some different areas of the province. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary, Boulard, McCall. What are some interesting things kind of coming up in your riding the next little bit that people might be interested to check out there?
I think these days the most interesting thing in my riding and across this city is happening is Stampede. And anybody who wants to see outdoor activity, it's one of the greatest show on earth. It brings a lot of visitors, a lot of activities. So I think we're all here in Calgary are excited to get back to Stampede after the break of 2 years. So if anybody in Alberta wants to check that out, that's really fun times.
And so it does sound like fun times for that as well. NDP Justice Critic Irfan Sabir, thanks for joining us here in the hot seat today.
Okay, thank you for having me.